Country Bob FM.
Coming back from the Easter weekend, hopefully everybody had a nice Easter. Weather certainly, although it started out a little wet, there was some rain early, at least in my house yesterday.
It was a tad windy, but it was good. No complaints.
There was some wind. People were trying to fly some kites.
Right.
A couple of them. I saw a couple of kites. One just kept diving right. I mean, it was, you know, one of those wind dogs where it dives right down to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, it was unfortunate. Today, Monday, April 22nd, 112th day of the year, we have 253 left to go. This date, Henry VIII, I mean, you can hear the song, Peter Noon.
Uh-huh.
Do you prefer Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits doing it, or what's his name from Ghost, Patrick Swayze singing it?
Peter Noon.
I mean, Patrick Swayze can sing. I mean,
yeah,
he had a hit song with that one song from Dirty Dancing, She's Like the Wind.
Right.
1509, Henry VIII ascended to the throne of England upon the death of his father. Of course, his father was Henry VII.
Right.
That was 1509. 1864, Congress issued a mandate calling for all U.S. minted coins to bear the inscription, In God We Trust. That then would be passed along to the paper folding money as well. And, of course, there are people trying to remove that.
I don't like it.
Too.
Don't like it.
No.
Let's leave it as is. It's fine.
It's worked pretty well up to this point.
Absolutely.
1864. 1954. This was a big deal.
Anyone who has followed the communist conspiracy, even remotely, and who can add two and two, will tell you that there is no remote possibility of this war which we're in today, and it's a war which we've been losing, no remote possibility of this ending except by victory or by death for this civilization.
Wow, that was a dark prediction from Joseph McCarthy, the senator from Wisconsin. McCarthyism, he had accused the army of being infiltrated by communists, and that sparked these hearings. 1954.
May not have been quite what he thought.
1954. 1969, John Lennon legally changed his middle name from Winston to Ono. And Beatles fans everywhere probably should have said, oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no, 1969. 1970.
A unique day in American history is ending. A day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day.
It was the first ever Earth Day, and covering it, we wouldn't want anybody else other than Walter Cronkite. Right there, 1970, yep. First ever Earth Day, and celebrating Earth Day. What are you doing for Earth Day here today, Neil? Are you doing some recycling?
Yes. I always recycle my DMD cans.
Yes. Yes. No sort recycling, greatest invention
ever. It is. Absolutely it is.
Greatest invention ever. Just make sure you're putting the right things in there.
And yeah.
I don't consider myself what they call, quote, a tree hugger, but I do think it's important that we take care of the earth.
Yeah, I do too.
And try to do our best. That was 1970. How about a 1978 on Saturday Night Live?
I heard somebody call it the last round for alcohol.
First ever appearance, the Blues Brothers on Saturday Night Live. And the first song they sang was not Soul Man, Neil. It was Hey Bartender. Which, of course, maybe a year or two after that, Johnny Lee had a big hit with that on the country charts. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, this date, 1978.
Super good there.
1994.
Peter, officials here at New York Hospital, where the president has been in the intensive care unit since Tuesday, confirmed that he died at 9:08 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Neil, do you remember where you were when you heard that Nixon had died?
I guess I don't.
Peter Jennings was in the studio helping to report on it at ABC Studios in New York. Richard Nixon died. He was 81. He had had a stroke 4 days earlier, and they knew and they could tell that the end was near, and this was the date, 1994. 2000, this year in 2000, the Elian Gonzalez thing was going on.
I want to talk to America right now in a very civilized, dignified manner. I was inside the house sleeping, and I heard what sounded to me, the rushing of soldiers' feet. And they were rustling through the house, And this is not fabricated. I didn't know. I thought I was dreaming. I woke up and I heard little Elion screaming in English, "Help me, help me." And he was saying, "Que pasa, que pasa."
So that is, you ever remember that picture where there is a, you know, an army commando kind of guy with a gun? And then there's a picture of Ilian Gonzalez with another man in a closet.
Oh, yeah.
That was the man in the closet holding Ilian Gonzalez. Donato Dalrymple.
Sounded like Dick Vitale to me.
It did. I mean, maybe he's going to talk about PTPers and, you know, what a duck, baby. But that was the Ilian Gonzalez thing. It was a dramatic pre-dawn raids. Aren't all pre-dawn raids pretty dramatic?
They are. They're set up that way.
Armed immigration agents seized Ilian Gonzalez from his relative's home in Miami. On this date, the six-year-old Cuban boy was at the center of an international custody battle. Back and forth, his family here in the United States, in Florida, and then father back in Cuba. He was reunited with his father at Andrews Air Force Base near Washington. This date, 2000. That was quite the event.
Yes, it was.
And all kinds of news coverage of that. And then 2004.
News of another American death has refocused attention on the meaning of sacrifice and service. Pat Tillman, who gave up a multi-million dollar contract in professional football, has been killed.
Yeah, that was this date. Pat Tillman
sad.
Killed. Former NFL players with the Arizona Cardinals. He was 27 years old and... They did not handle this well. They originally said that he was killed by insurgents, by Taliban guerrillas. It turned out that he was killed by friendly fire.
Yeah.
And the Army tried, they didn't give him they tried to cover up a little bit. Pat Tillman was kind of the face of the war on terror. As soon as this guy, Pat Tillman, was in there, you know, they were kind of saying, hey, this is kind of our face. This is the guy, kind of the cover guy for the effort. And they didn't want to see him die the way that he did.
Right.
So they kind of changed the story. And his family dug and dug and dug, and they finally got the real story out. And it wasn't good.
No.
It wasn't good. But it was 2004, and Pat Tillman is a hero, regardless of how he died.
Yep.
He certainly is a hero. To what he did, give up what he did so he could serve his country, that was something.
Not everybody does that. So
2004, that's this date in history. Now birthdays.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
Jack Nicholson, ladies and gentlemen.
Pretty good.
82. That scene there, who doesn't get, goosebumps and tingles up and down the spine when you see that? It just goes to show that you don't have to have special effects and, you know, lots of gore and superheroes and lasers and all this stuff to have a real spine tingling scene.
Right.
When you have great acting like that.
Great acting, great writing.
Yeah.
And that's good.
82 for Jack Nicholson. What's your favorite Jack Nicholson movie? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, I saw that one. That's, I don't know if that's my favorite, but you know, he was really good in Batman.
The Joker. He's really good in The Departed, too.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's one of his more recent ones. 82 for Jack. And, of course, he's a big Lakers fan, too, as you know. Mel Carter. This was a giant hit. I'm going to say early 60s. Mel Carter. He's 80 today.
Yep.
This is a little different song. It was a pretty big hit.
Yeah, in the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural. Just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Larry Groce, you remember him, Neil.
Yes.
Remember this song, Junk Food Junkie?
I do.
He's 71 today. Oh, more music here.
Do you feel? Do you feel? Do you feel?
Peter Frampton.
I saw him do it.
Do you feel like we do? He's the master of the talk box.
Yep. He He did it at the Rockwoods party.
He did.
Then he got rained out
while
after
it was
like
storming. Yes.
Six songs, and they had to vacate, and it poured.
Peter Frampton, or just Frampton. Frampton Comes Alive, 69 here today.
Wow. Look at the music.
Oh, it's
love just, it.
It's all lined up here for you on today's Almanac. We even have some country coming up. This is Paul Carrack. What group wasn't he in? He was in Ace. He was in Squeeze. He was in Mike and the Mechanics. This was early in his career with Ace. How long has this been going on?
Saw him do it at WeFest with Ringo Starr and his all-star band.
How fitting was that?
Sheila E. and Colin Hay were there.
He's 68 today.
I was skydiving when my parachute failed. I couldn't stop, I just sailed and sailed and sailed. But I looked around and I was no dummy. I survived 'cause I landed on Drew Carey's tummy.
Ryan Stiles, he was on the Drew Carey Show most recently on 2.5 Men, and there he is on Whose Line Is It Anyway, doing the hoedown.
Yeah.
Very creative,
pretty,
funny guy.
Pretty good.
They called him Kramer Light.
Yeah,
comparing
I can see
him
that.
To Kramer from Seinfeld, Ryan Stiles. He is 60 today.
If I gotta beg and plead to make you see, I need you in my life. Well, love is stronger than pride.
Ricochet. Yeah, they had more hits than just Daddy's Money.
Yes.
And Heath Wright is the lead singer from Ricochet. Happy birthday to him.
Should play that whole song.
He's so 52 today, and our rapper of the day today is Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly. The rapper Machine Gun Kelly is 29. Wasn't there also a gangster named Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes, there was.
That's right. So this guy stole his name.
Yeah, it had already been used, but he didn't care.
Well, that's what rap, a lot of the
rap,
I'm not
do.
Saying all of it,
yeah,
but they do sample, so not only does he sample some sick beats and rhymes, he also samples names, which is okay. If you got to do it, you got to do it.
Right. Gone. Should we go gone? But
go. Go.
All right.
Yep.
Former Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin, born on this day, 1870.
Some people call him Nikolai. That was one of his aliases.
There you go.
Bolshevik Revolution.
As head of the Manhattan Project, which was the code name for building the first atomic bomb. J. Robert Oppenheimer was the physicist, 1904. Green Acres, he was Eddie Albert.
Green Acres is the place to be.
TV theme time.
Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide.
Nobody looks better in a suit driving a tractor.
And not many stars are brave enough to sing their own theme. I would say maybe 1 out of 20, 1 out of 30 TV stars are brave enough to sing their own theme. Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor both doing it there.
And doing a fine job. Eddie Albert, born on this day, 1906. Television MC Hal March. From the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, not to mention My Friend Irma, 1920. Aaron Spelling, he gave us Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island, The Love Boat, and of course T.J. Hooker, amongst others.
But he didn't give us Rich Corinthian Leather.
No, he did not. That was for a special
man.
That
was Ricardo Montalban.
1923. What about Charlotte Ray?
You said you had one 13-year-old daughter. You didn't say anything about two boys coming to live here. I don't do windows, and I don't do boys.
How good was she as Mrs. Garrett? So good, they gave her own show, Neil.
Yeah, it's a head-scratcher.
The fiery redhead Mrs. Garrett.
There she is. God love her. Charlotte Ray, 1926, one of the greatest of all time. Need I say more? For Glenn Campbell.
Honey, come back. I just can't stand. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you.
We think of our friend Jeff Dayton here on Bob FM, who toured with Glenn for 15 years. Shares so many great stories. Glenn Campbell was born on this day, 1936, and they're all gone.
But not
forgot.
Thank you for gutting it out here today.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not 100%, but...
No, not quite, but I'll be 100 tomorrow.
When we put the call out saying, hey, we need some help, and we need you to come through, You did it. That was one of the great performances ever.
Well,
Michael Jordan in the finals that year against the Utah Jazz.
Right.
He was sicker than a dog.
I did hear the Willis Reed reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 a.m. hour.
One of the great performances ever. This one might be award-winning. So,
well, it's not over yet.
No. No. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon? But first, let's give away, we're not going
to
give anything right
we
now.
Need
we need to announce the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack Summer Song of the Day for today. And that song is, it's a Garth Brooks song.
Ooh.
Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. When you hear that between 1 and 3 today, be caller 6, win the box of no-name steaks, and you'll be entered in the Friday drawing to win the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack, the tickets to 6 of those biggest summer music events here in Bob Country.
Very
plus
nice.
Plus a $50 gift card to Cub. Thanks to Cub. Thanks to Miller Chevrolet. The Ultimate Summer Six-Pack Summer Song is Garth Brooks' Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Now, would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Rodney? Are you good? Are you well enough to get through the Bob-a-thon?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Rodney Atkins, These Are My People.
Uh-huh.
Josh Turner, Would You Go With Me? Or Tracy Byrd, It's a Story Song, telling us about the lifestyles of the not-so-rich and famous.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go Tracy Byrd, the lovely Tracy Byrd.
Talk to you later.
Hey, DD.